live from the 125th Street Apollo Theater in New York City. It's the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. 30 minutes of hard-hitting, no-holds-barred discussion about the exciting and dangerous world of professional alligator wrestling. With our special guest, here to discuss his team's astonishing 8,423-game losing streak, former head coach and now owner and general manager of the Washington Generals professional basketball team, E. Eggwhite Fong. Also featuring your host, the eldest and best-smelling of the Ringhausen Brothers, lawyer, statesman, confidant to five different presidents of the Westwood Troopers 4-H Club, the legal representative for the International Brotherhood of Professional Alligator Wrestlers, and a man whose velvety singing voice will make young girls cry, Richard J. Ringhausen. Also featuring, are you tingling with anticipation? Marksman, sculptor, self-taught anthropologist, the six-time world welterweight alligator wrestling champion, winner of the silver medal in alligator wrestling at the 1992 Summer Olympics in Barcelona, Spain, and a man who could ring hogs with an ordinary pair of pliers, the youngest of the Ringhausen brothers and the star of your show, Alan Ringhausen.
Yay! Yay.
Yeah, don't make light of that whole hog ringing thing. There's a skill to that.
I know there is.
Even with a pair of hog ringers, it's difficult. But to do it with a pair of pliers, phenomenal.
Fong, have you ever ringed hogs in
no.
your career?
No, I don't think so.
Probably not a lot of that going on in New York City or any of your major metropolitan areas that Dr. Fong here is probably used to being in.
So we've got Dr. Eggwhite Fong.
Seems like I've heard that name before.
Yeah, any relation to the guy that runs the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or the San Diego Zoo?
Yeah,
they're my cousins.
Huh. Okay.
Small world.
It is.
So, Dr. Fong, glad to have you with us.
Hey, I am excited to be here.
Do you have any trouble finding the place?
A little bit, but, you know.
Well, it's New York City. New York City!
Get a rope.
So, did you, Alan? Did you recognize that song that played over the intro?
Sweet Georgia Brown.
Sweet Georgia Brown. What do you think of Sweet Georgia Brown, Dr. Fong?
It almost, it hurts to hear that sometimes.
Oh, really? I thought maybe you were going to say it never gets old.
No, it gets old.
It's like your signal to get up and play.
For those who don't know.
We need some background here, Rick.
Yeah. The Washington Generals are the traveling road team that plays... Dr. Fong?
The Harlem Globetrotters.
Harlem Globetrotters, when they come to town to do a show, don't just say, okay. And actually, I think this would have been better. You know, the Harlem Globetrotters come to Calhoun. They say, put together a team, take on the Globetrotters. But that ain't the way it works.
No, they have a traveling team. It's like a league. It's
correct.
Like a two-teamed league. Why is that?
I think it makes for better competition.
You don't think the locals in Calhoun would have put up much of a stand against the Globetrotters?
I thought we'd been to Calhoun County before.
You had.
Okay, well, here's my question. In the intro,
yeah,
Rick, you, I think, went through a statistic of the win-loss ratio between the Harlem Globetrotters and the Washington Nationals.
Yeah. Generals.
Generals.
Washington Generals, sorry. Washington Generals. And what was the losing streak again? Dr. Fong?
It's somewhere around 8,000.
Is it? Do you go by Dr. Fong or Coach Wong?
Doctor's fine.
Dr. Fong, okay.
Doctor of Basketology. Basketballology.
That is exactly correct.
So you start off as head coach.
What is your history prior to coaching the Generals?
I played a lot of pickup league basketball.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Some D3.
Like playground stuff.
And some D3 college.
Yeah. Okay.
So you're a coach. Did you ever win a single solitary game as coach?
No. But we've got a new coach this year, and we're really excited.
Attaboy. So the draft, I mean, when you do the draft looking for new players for the Washington Generals to take on the Globetrotters, I mean,
do you just like look in high schools, or do you go out for the playgrounds, look for the same sort of guys that look, you used to play when you were on the playground?
Here's the deal. And you're, a lot of people know this. You're going to find out that this, the deck is stacked against us.
Oh, there's a.
So there's a finite pool.
Those are words of a loser.
No, there's a finite pool. And the Globetrotters get a pick first. And then we choose from what's left. So already we're starting off, you know, with our backs to the wall.
A stacked deck. Now, isn't that the standard excuse of losers, Alan?
Yeah. Well, wait a minute here.
What are you going to do? Blame the refs next?
I've watched a few games of the Harlem Globetrotters and
Washington Generals.
And I can't believe that you're not out on the floor more arguing with some of the calls that we see from the officials. They seem to get easily distracted.
They do get easily distracted. Also, do you know how hard it is to take a ball off of somebody's finger when it's spinning? I mean, it's incredibly hard.
Oh, that's nonsense.
Oh, it's difficult. I think, you know, do you guys maybe that should be
when
outlawed.
You were coach, did you run drills on that at all?
In hindsight, maybe we should have.
Have you ever thought about doing some, like, trick plays or some, you know, like showboating moves, kind of like the other team does? It works for them.
That's not real sporting, and we're not a big fan of that. I kind of wish they would stop.
Did you ever give any thought to getting better-looking uniforms?
I like the green and the yellow.
To me.
So much better than the red, white, and blue striped outfits that the Harlem Globetrotters have.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. You know, I was also wondering, like when you travel, I mean, do you have any Washington General fans?
There are several.
Like that follow the team? Hoping that this
groupies?
Year,
right. We have one van of groupies that follow us.
They're like, you know, like Chicago Bears fans. This year. Generals are going to bring it home this year.
I got to say, you know, your opposing team, the Harlem Globetrotters, you guys play all over the world. That's got to be kind of a fringe benefit, even if you are, you know, like fantastic losers.
Right. Their bus is much, much better than ours.
You don't travel together?
No. They get their own bus, and we travel with, like, the cheerleaders and...
Well, that doesn't sound a problem.
That doesn't sound so bad.
No, that's actually one of the perks, I guess. But there's less seats on our bus.
Washington Generals have. Do you get to pick the cheerleaders as owner of the club?
That's actually a great idea. I should look into that.
You should have been on this show sooner when you were a younger man.
I should have.
We could have helped you.
No, I was getting at you. You've seen the world, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What's your favorite country to play in?
Denmark.
Okay. That was quick. What's special about Denmark?
You know, the next year when you travel, if you go to Sweden, look, we have a cousin in Sweden.
Yeah.
Greg Ringhausen.
He's permanent resident there now.
And he's an old referee, you know. You might give some thought to working on helping to pick the referees.
Oh, no, the Globetrotters do that. They're very selective.
And that doesn't bother you?
Should it?
Maybe.
Well, Doctor.
Maybe I should have come on this show earlier.
Well, Dr. Loser, I mean Dr. Fong.
That's inappropriate.
Is it? Have you looked at your record?
It's not good.
Have the Generals ever won a game?
In the last game we won was in 71. We won by a point.
When you sit down with the team, Dr. Fong, and you start your speech with, "All right, guys, we've lost the last 1,820 games, but tonight we're going to win it."
I hate focusing on this.
Like, do you guys all get in a circle and put your hands in and go, "Yeah, Generals"?
No, it's go, isn't it?
Okay, is that what it is?
What did you do when you were in high school and or grade school and played basketball or any sport? And you'd right before you'd break it.
Well, he doesn't look athletic. Was he on a basketball team?
He brought the towels out.
Alan, you need to refocus your efforts here.
But what would you say? Go fight, win!
I guess that's what they would say.
Okay. What do the Generals say? Let's try again.
I hate focusing on the past because, again, we are committed to putting up a good season this year.
You should be committed.
Alan,
what?
This is a rebuilding season for the Generals.
Rebuilding season.
Last year was our rebuilding year. This year, we're focused on actually, you know, winning some games.
So are the Cardinals, but let's see how that comes out.
Your high-scoring player, what's the average?
About 17.
That's not that bad. Can he dunk?
Yeah.
Can anybody on the team dunk?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, these are professional athletes.
All right. Yeah. Somebody said the halftime show's better than your team.
Well, I don't know, because I'm in the locker room trying to refocus the team. And
after, out there. At halftime. Yeah, I mean, when you go in at halftime as the coach, having played, you know, do your team all sit around and say, what a bunch of cheaters?
No, we don't hang our heads.
You should.
That's loser mentality.
What is your feeling about the Harlem Globetrotters bringing in guest coaches that also win? Like, I watched Soupy Sales beat you guys.
That was long before my time.
All right.
Soupy Sales got to win, huh?
Yeah, he got to win.
You know, I saw a cartoon version of your team where you fielded a bunch of kangaroos and they still lost.
Is that on Scooby-Doo?
Yeah.
And everybody on your team looked exactly the same in the cartoons.
Was it the uniform?
Yeah. They all wore green and yellow. Okay, so you proud of your team?
Oh, yeah.
Alan, to your right there. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's a sheet of paper on the table. Where?
This is my right.
Your other right. A sheet of paper there.
Yeah.
With a list of names. You see that?
Oh, here they are. Yeah.
Yeah. This would be, if I'm not mistaken, different names you've given your team over the year to pretend like you can erase that horrible history.
Okay. Well, apparently, during the 1971-72 season, the Washington Generals changed their name temporarily to the Boston Shamrocks.
Oh, yeah, we did that, yeah.
And sometimes...
Still got to wear green, though, didn't you?
Between That's 71 correct. And 76, you called yourselves the New Jersey Reds.
Yeah, but you can't guess what color uniform we wore.
Green and yellow?
No, not that year.
Also, during the 70s, you were known as the Baltimore Rockets.
Yeah. We relocated a few times.
Okay. Also called yourself the Atlantic City Seagulls?
Correct, yeah.
That was back when Kroenke owned the team.
We don't like him.
And then jump forward, in the 90s, you were referring to yourself as the New York Nationals.
Yeah, that's correct.
You relocate?
Yeah, we moved cities
Head
a few
offices
times.
Change?
Yeah, correct, yeah. Yeah.
Also, you were... This must have been during road season. The International Elite.
Yeah.
You would think that if you
scour the entire earth for basketball players, you could field a team that might win a game or two.
International That's Elite. True. They were picking up some of those Eastern European country basketball players that their only other opportunity to make a living is to come to the United States and
play a few.
Yeah. And do a walk-on, make a few bucks. How does the Washington Nationals team pay compared to
the NBA?
Well, the NBA.
Oh, it's nothing.
Let's
like...
say the average in the NBA is $800,000 a year. That's taking in first year through veterans.
Right. Yeah. What our highest paid guy is like $35,000 a year.
So
I think the median's about 26 and a half.
Couldn't I get that much driving the team bus?
Oh, he makes a decent amount, but there's a lot of responsibility on him.
Insurance levels. You were at one point in time.
But Alan, the Generals have a good benefits package.
Okay. Oh, yeah, full medical, dental, retirement.
At one point in time, you were called the Global Select?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, for a doctor.
That sounds too close to Globetrotters, Global.
Yeah, no,
that's why we went away from it. People were confused.
Well, how could they be confused?
We were the losing team.
Right. But there's also, and I don't mean to touch on alcohol at all, but
this is a test of the emergency banjo system. This is only a test.
Damn! In the event of an actual emergency, you'd be told where to tune in to get soothing banjo music.
This was a test of the emergency banjo system. This was only a test.
Once again, maybe I should have come on this show.
Little diversity.
Are you guys, are you retired? Are you looking for, I mean, you've got some great ideas here that might help improve our club.
Hmm. Good benefits package, you say?
Great benefits package.
Medical, dental?
Yeah.
You sit around the table with your kids at night. Do they like hang their heads in shame?
No.
They what do they tell their kids at school that their dad does for a living?
I almost said friends, but that would imply they have any.
Right. No, I tell them that I'm a disc jockey.
Good call. Don't you think?
Oh yeah, that's top of the rung in prestige.
Let's have a commercial. I think it's time for a commercial. Halfway here, Uncle Al.
Read us a commercial.
Today's episode of the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour is brought to you by Dr. Furr's Eagle Down Pillows, the single most comfortable pillow in the world. As everybody knows, down feathers lack the interlocking barbules and panaceous feathers, making them extra soft and fluffy. And all of the feather-producing birds in the world, it is the Alaskan bald eagle that has the softest down of all. Only Dr. Furd has the resources to produce the Eagle Down Pillows. His team of ornithologists scour the wilds of Alaska seeking out abandoned eagles' nests where they carefully gather bags full of the precious down feathers. No matter what you may have read on the internet, Dr. Furd does not have a giant eagle confinement factory in Indonesia where the eagles are raised in crates, slaughtered in an arboretum, then have their down feathers plucked by child labor, their beaks ground into powder, and their carcasses fed to dogs. These are all lies perpetrated by the cutthroat pillow industry. So, when you're ready to soar off to slumberland on eagle's wings, lay your head on Dr. Furd's Eagle Down Pillows. And if you really want to soar, reach for a bottle of Dr. Furd's Eagle Aphrodisiac Powder. These claims have not been verified by the Food and Drug Administration.
All right.
Where can you get those products at?
You mean the eagle powder?
Legally?
Pillows at any fine store near you.
You guys travel the world. You should be able to find some aphrodisiac powder.
Only in Indonesia, apparently.
So how often do you play in Indonesia?
Very rarely.
Yeah?
Yeah. Huh.
But he's always got a smile on his face after he does.
When we were children, the Harlem Globetrotters came to a small town not far from where we originated in Calhoun County, Illinois. Remember that, Rick?
I do remember going. I saw the Harlem Globetrotters, and they played the Washington Generals at the Hardin Gymnasium.
I mean, the capacity of that gym is maybe 200 people if you pack them in like cordwood.
Yeah, I'd say.
And yet they came there to play basketball.
You guys were picking the low-hanging fruit there, weren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we go from big city to big city, and sometimes we'll do smaller areas to open our exposure.
Does the Generals play any other teams?
No, just the Globetrotters.
I was wondering whether they ever played like a good donkey basketball team and beat them.
I don't know what donkey basketball is.
Oh, don't tell me that. You ever seen a donkey basketball game?
No.
In real life, have you seen a donkey basketball game?
No, I have not
game?
Seen a donkey basketball
big,
game.
Big city dweller like him may not be aware of the sport, but yeah, I've seen
well, since
donkey
we're, since we're on basketball topic, why don't you explain that a little bit?
Donkey basketball is where they bring in two teams, I mean, two sets of donkeys, I mean, 10 donkeys, basically, and you have to ride on the donkey on a basketball floor and pass the ball from, you know, your team players to the other, and eventually when the donkey runs under the hoop, you take a shot.
One set of the donkeys win every game they play, and the other set loses every time.
Yeah.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah.
I can't imagine Larry Churchman would have not been irate about donkeys being on a basketball. What
they have rubber shoes.
Yeah, they have rubber shoes.
Yeah, they have the donkeys.
So they have traction.
Yeah, specially designed shoes that they don't skip up the gym
floor. Basically, what it consisted of, they would have one donkey that wouldn't do anything, just sit there and, you know, was just stubborn as could be. You'd have another one that just kind of ran amok. And then you had a couple of them that were trained just to run under the basket so that whoever, you know, had those donkeys could actually take a shot.
You might give some thought to recruiting one of them.
And they'd set it up also where they'd put the basketball on the floor and they'd have one donkey that would kick it and make a basket every single time.
Do they have to dribble while riding on the back of a
they
donkey?
They drool.
It's close enough. It counts.
It counts.
No, you don't dribble while you're on a donkey. You just pass it back and forth, kind of like water polo.
Hmm. Interesting.
You got to have a little imagination as a viewer.
You know, the Globetrotters don't dribble as much as they should either, but I never seem to see calls being made on
it. Do you ever, like, throw your chair out on the court screaming and throwing a fit over the
officiator? Give him the Donnie Knight, Bobby Knight routine?
No.
Well, you know, maybe you might give some thought to that. You know, if you get thrown out of a game once in a while, maybe your team will show a little fighting spirit.
Squeaky wheel gets the grease, man.
I've heard that.
Referees
somewhere.
Know that. They, you know, they'll pretend like, you know, they're not going to respond to stuff like a coach throwing a big fit. But they take notice.
They do. Yeah. They made Bobby Knight famous.
Sure did.
Those tantrums out on the floor.
Okay, Dr. Fong, when you get at the end of an ordinary game, right?
Yeah.
Where you have that post-game press conference where you stand in front of a big banner that has like 20 or 30 emblems of the Washington Generals on the back. What's the question that you're asked the most?
When's your next win coming?
They still ask that.
Yeah, generally, yeah.
So what do you think? Looks like you guys were a little off tonight.
Can I be honest here? We don't get...
I don't think you are, but go ahead.
Post-game press conferences. they only interview the Globetrotters.
Oh, they always like to get a statement or two from a losing coach, don't they?
Not in this league.
What's your turnover? I mean, with these guys, you know, losing night after night after night, you know, when do they throw in the towel and say, I've had enough, I'm going back to Bosnia?
With our salary and benefit package, they stick around for quite some time, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
I read where you had a guy, Hummingbird Jones, that moved from the Washington Generals and became Harlem Globetrotter.
That's correct. That was right about the time we were going to turn the corner, too, unfortunately.
And you lost Hummingbird to the other team that you play every single night?
Yeah.
Boy, that's got to be
tough. Was there animosity on the floor?
A little bit. A little bit. Yeah.
That'd be harsh.
Right? I believe that's when Curly Neal retired, is when he moved up.
Yeah, the classic Globetrotters, Goose Tatum and
Metal Lemon
and Curly Neal.
Yeah. Yeah, that's those are the cartoon ones.
Yeah. Now, did you ever get to play against those guys?
No, didn't play much D3 basketball.
When they made the Harlem Globetrotters cartoon, did they have a cartoon version of you?
No.
I wasn't with the group then. Looked kind of like the skipper on Cecil and Beanie Boy.
What's Cecil and Beanie?
Oh, my God. The Obedient Serpent is Bob Clampett.
Cartoon.
Is that the one with the sock puppets?
Yeah. They have a captain of the ship that looks just like you. Got a scruffy beard and everything. And his basketball team never wins a game either.
See, I was thinking more of the guy from Popeye that ate the hamburgers.
Oh, Wimpy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that too.
just out of curiosity, when you guys go out on the road, you're, you know, like out away from home for days on end?
Yeah.
The wives travel with the players? Or?
Not generally, no. No, we don't really have the room or the resources for
that.
What
about girlfriends?
No, no, okay, none of that. None of that. We are professionals.
I'm talking about the guys that aren't married and have girlfriends. Can they travel with them?
Not to, could Come you bring on. Your girlfriend Wait, if you're married?
Oh, I see. I see.
Man, you, know, you just that, immediately assume.
That first name of yours, Egghwhite, E-G-W-H-Y-T-E.
Correct, yes.
Your mother named you that?
No, I changed it.
You changed it
on
to
purpose?
Egghwhite?
Yeah. She had named me with an I, and I wanted to be more, you know, stylish.
So, oh, I put so the it y was Egghwhite, but you should, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, now that makes sense.
Egghwhite Fong. E. Egghwhite Fong. Egghwhite's his middle name.
Have you guys ever talked to y'all with the Harlem Globetrotters about one night at when you're doing a game some small town, trade uniforms would come out and you guys get to wear the red, white, and blue?
I don't know that they would go for that. Huh.
But you didn't even ask? They could be the Washington Generals. They'd probably still win, but I mean...
I read the story of... What was that last game they won in 1971?
71, correct.
I read the story of that game.
Okay. Talk to me. Talk to me, Rick.
This is before your time, so I'll not bother you with it. But, you know, it comes down to, like, the last couple of minutes, and the Generals are up, like, by 10 points. You know, and the Harlem Globetrotters now see the score and see that this is bearing down to trouble.
Time's running out.
You know, time's running out, and Meadowlark Lemon, on the buzzer, misses his last shot in the Generals.
The giant hook shot?
Yeah. And they said that the stadium of the people there in the gymnasium or auditorium were just like dead silent. The buzzer rings and the Generals won the game.
And they all went out into the streets and started looting stores and
it's like we killed Santa.
Rioting the town.
They all started booing like the Washington Generals had
killed. They booed him for winning?
Had killed Santa Claus.
Wow. Maybe you don't want to win.
Oh, we want to win.
Well, you got to think about the repercussions, man.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. Now, are you named for Washington State or Washington the city?
The city.
Yeah. So if you bring one home for the U.S. Capitol, there's going to be
a riot.
Like back when the Redskins won the Super Bowl that year. I was in law school back there, 84. I mean, you talk about some whooping and hollering in Washington, D.C., and then the night fell and they burned the city.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm guessing if the Washington Generals bring one home, that's exactly how it'll be.
Hard tea.
Let's just take it one game at a time.
Yeah, that's the way to go.
Yeah.
One game at a time. Do you have just a speech that you walk in with a piece of paper and you give the team, all right, life is like a box of chocolates. Life is like, what was that movie, The Natural? They'd have that guy come in and just start giving him a speech for every game.
Losing is a disease, as contagious as bubonic plague. Ah, but curable.
Is that the speech you give?
No, but that's a great one.
Losing is a disease as contagious as syphilis. Ah, but curable.
Straight from The Natural.
Yep. Word for word.
One of the most quotable movies ever made.
What I'm thinking is you need to get you a book of stirring coach speeches, and every game try a different one until you find one that actually gets your guys up.
Now let's go and win one for the Generals. Something like that.
Yeah.
That might work. Yeah.
Dr. Fong, have you ever fired any of your team guys for not giving it their all, for letting the other guys down?
Oh God, no. I would go through too many people.
So it is just like the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
Now, at the end of every game, do you talk to the crowd and say, I consider myself the luckiest man alive?
With an echo.
Yeah. Another famous speech that you could go, maybe you could use bits and pieces of these to build up the...
I'd say you're kind of dying too, but only one game at a time.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Have you thought about like bringing in somebody like Larry Bird?
Yeah, like some old retired guy that hasn't played for years.
But some of the Globetrotters aren't spring chickens.
Well, yeah. That's true. Larry's coaching, though. He's kind of got his hands full.
Like he's having any success with that.
Yeah, like he'd get
more notoriety if he showed up at your event.
Be player coach.
Yeah.
And he'd get to wear green and yellow again.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. He talks a lot of trash, though, and I'm not sure that the Globetrotters would appreciate that.
Yeah. Who cares what the Globetrotters think? You're the other team.
You're going for the win.
Yeah, but
you know, you need to give a little let thoughts to what the Globetrotters think, a little more to what the Washington Generals think.
Let's go out and win one for the Fong.
Fong.
I'm not sure they know who I am.
We just have a couple of minutes left, right?
And not even that.
Yeah, we do. So it's Thanksgiving today.
Yeah.
And let's think about what we're thankful for today.
Yeah. Well, I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for this show. I'm thankful for all the things I've won over the years.
How about you, Dr. Fong? You thankful for anything?
I am thankful for the Harlem Globetrotters.
Oh, your big paycheck.
Yeah. Where would we be without the Globetrotters? I mean, maybe we'd win more games, but where would we be?
Making $800,000 a year.
Yeah, in the NBA.
Yeah, that's true.
Happy Thanksgiving, and see you later from Rick Gator.
Alligator.
E-Gator.
This has been the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour is brought to you by Uncle Jen's Roasters. Tastes just like chicken, but it's not. And by Cannoli's Canine Cough Drops. If your dog is coughing, he's coughing for a cannoli. No portion of today's broadcast may be reproduced without the express written consent of the North American Alligator Wrestling Federation. And with that legal in hand, see you later from Rick Gator and Alligator. This has been a Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling production. The part of Coco the Wandering Minstrel was played by Craig Johnson.